We begin the current daven says Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. We begin 9 lines down from the time of the Yamid, but the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, specifically regarding this that we opened up in the Mishnah regarding Maisim Merkava, things that are above and the Rakiyas, the heavens above. So the Gemara continues. Time to learn the Brisa. Amar Biyachim and Zakai, Matshuva Hashivas Basko Lo Eser Rasha. What response did the heavenly voice respond to that wicked person? A reference to Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. So B'shosha Amar, at the time when Nebuchadnezzar said, as it's quoted in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ele albama se'av, I will climb to the tops of the clouds. Adamel el yoin, I will compare myself to those on top, so to speak, that he's going to conquer Chasham Hashem and all that's up there in Shemayim. So Yotze Baskov Amalei, so a heavenly voice came out and said to him, Rasha ben Rasha, wicked one, the son of a wicked one, ben benoy shal nimrod harasha, the grandchild of the wicked Nimrod. Shehimrit kaloilim kulei lo b'machusei, who he's taking over from his predecessors, was Nimrod, who he made the whole world rebel on himself, which Rashi says it's euphemistically, it's a proper way of etiquette to say it, as if it was on himself, not on Hashem, but he made the whole world rebel against Hashem. So the response was, Kamash Naisiv Shaladim, what do you think? You think you're going to climb to the tops of the clouds to get to the top, to where the heavenly chariots are? How many years does a person live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk can tell him. Yimei Shnei Seinu Behem Shivim Shana, the days of our years are 70 years. Vim Bikvura Yishmayim Shana, and if it's with might, it's 80 years. Now, V'halim in the Oretz Alurki, now to get just from earth to the firmament, to the first heaven, is a Mahalach Chamesh Meis Shana, is already a distance of 500 years. You think you live 70 years, 80 years? Just to get to the Rekia is 500 years. Now, V'oivav Shal Rekia is Mahalach Chamesh Meis Shana. Now, the thickness of the firmament, just the thickness of it is 500 years. Now, v'chem bein kol rikiyah rikiyah, and then that's the same distance between every one of the rikiyahs, as we mentioned in the previous stuff, how many skies there are, there's between each one is that amount of years. And l'mala mehen archayas hakodesh. Now, above all the seven rikiyahs, then you get to the chayas hakodesh, the holy chayas, which again, it's a certain type of malachim called chayas. Then you have ragli hakodesh. You have just the soul, the thickness of the soul of these malachim that are connected kulam. That the amount of years and that distance that it is till there, that's all of that is in that thickness of their souls. Then you have karsuli achayis, connected kulam. Their ankles then correlate to all the amount that it was from the earth all the way up through all the different levels. It's all in that amount of the ankles. Then you have sheiki achayis, which sheik is the bone that's sold with the lower part of the leg. That is connected kulam, that equals all that amount. Then you have rechuv yachayis, then you have the middle part, it's the bone from the thigh that's sold with the sheik, that's connected kulam, that equals, that correlates to all that amount. Then you have finally yarke yachayis, you have the thigh bone itself that's there on the by the waist of generally of where an animal is, that's connected kulam, that equals to everything that was until then. Then you keep on going higher up, the gufe yachayis. You have the torso of these chayas, again, of these malachim that are connected kulam, equals all that amount. Then you have tzavri hachayas connected kulam. You have the necks of the chayas that are correlates to all that. Then you have rosh hachayas connected kulam. And the head is, again, the head is as big as everything that was up until now. That's how much is just in the head. Then you have karni hachayas connected kulam. And the horns are bigger than everything. It has the amount that everything up until now. L'mayel man kisar kavod, and above that is the heavenly throne. And you have ragli kisar kavod connected kulam, and just the legs of the heavenly throne correlates to all that. And kisar kavod connected kulam, and the throne itself is equal to all that. And then melech, the king, keil chai v'kayim, the living God, Ram v'nisa, who is elevated and sheikh in aleim, then he dwells on that. V'hata marta, you're saying, ela b'masei avda, I'm going to climb to the top of the clouds, I'll be equal to that who is on top. What do you think? You can't even get to first base. You can't even get anywhere. You live 70 years, 80 years to get just the first one that's 500 years. And imagine how many years that would be calculated to get all the way to the top. So rather, as is quoted, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ach El Sha'el Tur. Rather, where are you going to go? Not to the top. You'll be going to the bottom. You're going down to Gehenim, El Yarchis Ebar, to the bottom of the pit. That's where you're going to end up. Again, as we said, how many levels there are of Rukias up all the way in Shemayim. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah that said, we spoke about different things, how many people, there's a quota of that you could lecture about that topic. So it says that regarding Maisim Merkava, which is the heavenly chariot, these are different types of mystical things that are in Shemayim, that you can't even lecture to one person. Now, however, the Gemara does qualify this halacha by saying, Tanya b'chiyah, ava meisun le'rashi prakim. However, you could give over to him the main topics that there are. You can't go through the details, but you can give over the headings of the topics. Amar b'zeira, however, he says, a meisun rashi prakim. You can't even give over the topic headings, ela la'av bezdin, either to the head of the rabbinical court, or ulachol mishal libe daig b'kibur, or somebody that he's worried in his heart, and that is, he's not lax about it. He's not just lenient and learning it. Oh, sounds interesting, and something interesting to get into. He's very worried about it. He understands the severity of the topic. That's the type of person. These two types are the people you could teach it to. Igadami, actually, those that learn that you need both. It's vahu shaliba deg bekirba. It has to be the avbezin, and that the avbezin has to be somebody that has this characteristic of that he's worried that, you know, he understands the severity of the topic. Related halacha, the Gemara brings on Rabbami, he says, Ein meisin sisrei Torah, you cannot give over the secrets of the Torah, which that is a reference to meisin merkava, which again talks about these different types of malachim and different things in the heavenly chariot. It refers to Sefer Yetzirah, which is a sefer that we have that talks about the formation of the world, meisin veracious, which is a brisa that talks about how the world was created. These are the secrets of the Torah. You can only teach it at lemishesh bechemishet varam. Someone has the following five things. That says the passing in Yeshaya. Sar Chamishim has to be a leader of 50 people. Unesu Fanim, someone that's respected. V'yoyetz, someone that gives counsel. V'chacham Charoshim, he's someone that's wise sage. Unevoin Lochash, and he understands the mysteries, which the Gemara later will explain exactly what does that mean. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings up Omer Abami. Rabami said that a meisin divrei Torah lo ibdi kachavim. Similar halacha from Rabami, that you're not allowed to give over the words of Torah. You're not allowed to teach Torah to idol worshippers, to non-Jews. Shnomek says a pasuk in Tehillim, says Lo Yosa Chen L'Chol Goy. He didn't do this for every nation. U'mishpatim, and his statutes, his teachings are Ba'idam, are not known, and that is, we're not allowed to teach Torah to Akum. It's only for the Jewish people. So the Gemara continues on this theme. Omli Rabbi Yechon L'Rabbi Laza. Says Ta Agmarach B'Maisa HaMerkava. Come, I'm going to teach you the Maisa Merkava, the workings of this heavenly chariot. So Malaysa, he responded to him, he says, Loikashoy. He says, I'm not old yet. I don't have that characteristic of being libe doig bekirbe. I'm still young. When you get older, then you understand the severity of certain things. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yechanan, I don't feel qualified yet. However, Kikash, when he got older, Noch nafshad Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan already passed away. So Rabbi Asi said, Rabbi Elazar, Tov agmarach b'maisa merkava. Come, I will teach you now that you're old enough, about Maisa Merkava. So Malaysa, Rabbi Elazar responded to him, says, Izakoy, had I been meritorious, Gemirtam Rabbi Yechanan Rabbach, I would have learned it, not from you, but actually from your Rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan. Remember, brings another story, of Yisiv, have a gummer Maisa Merkava. He had learned, he knew the Maisa Merkava. Sabe de Pompadisa, the elders of Pompadisa, have a ton of Maisa Veracious, they were well-versed in the Brisa of Maisa Veracious. So Amrulay, they said to Rabbi Yisiv, Ligmolon Maisa Merkava, you teach us Maisa Merkava. We don't know that. Amlahu, he said to them, Agmar li Maisa Veracious, you first teach me Maisa Veracious. Sabasa the Agmar, after they taught him Maisa Veracious, Amrulay, they said to him, okay, Ligmar and Maisa Merkava, now teach us Maisa Merkava. Samlahu, he said to them, Tanina Bahu, we learnt regarding Maisa Merkava, as it says the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Divash v'cholav tachas l'shaynech. Honey and milk should be under your tongue, which he interpreted to mean, Divarm hametukim, Divash v'cholav, that which is sweeter than honey and milk, which are the secrets of the Torah, a Maisa Merkava, Yitach Slashainach should be under your tongue. It should not be verbalized. It should not be taught to anybody. Rav Mahachi brings a different source from a Pasuk in Mishlei that says, Kvasim, lambs, Lilvushacha, offered your clothing. And that is how you make wool. You make clothing out of it. However, the interpretation is, Dvarm Shein Kivshayne Shal Oilam. The word Keves is also Kovash. Those words which are the secrets of the world, things which are concealed, that are covered, you tachas levoshecha should be underneath your clothing, it shouldn't be revealed. And therefore, I can't teach it to you, because Maisa Merkava is something that one cannot teach. But Amrulay, they said to him, but Tanina Buhu, we already learned regarding the Maisa Merkava, Ad, which the Maisa Merkava are Pesukim and Sefer Yecheskel, which talks about the prophecy of what he witnessed in the Maisa Merkava, says we already learned till Vayomer Alai that he said to me, Ben Adam, son of man, where the Pasuk there says, Amod al-Agracha, stand on your feet. So we already know about a lot of Maisa Merkava. So Amalahu, he said to them, Hein Hein Maisa Merkava, they are the main corpus of Maisa Merkava. In other words, if you learned until here in the Psukim, then there's so much that you learned because of these two Psukim, which are Veirakena Chashmal, etc., Kamari HaKeshes, which that is what the sages were particularly that no one should teach and lecture about those things because they talk about the form of the Shechina and the vision. If you learned that already, then you already learned Maisa Merkava. Now the Gemara asked on this that they said we learned all the way to those Psukim. But Mesh, we learned the Braisa, that seems like no one allows to learn there. Where it says, Ad Heichen Meister Merkava, up until where is Meister Merkava? So Rabbi Emri says, Ad Ve'era Basra, up until the later where it says Ve'era, where it says, I saw Ke'en HaChashmal, but not further than that. Rabbi Yitzchok Emri says, Ad HaChashmal, until the word Chashmal, which is included in what you're allowed to lecture, but not past that. And yet what they were saying is that they had learned past that. So the Gemara answers, Ad ve'era megamrinan, up until the word ve'era, we teach. In other words, when the Braisa says, Ad heichen ma'aser merkava, we have this machlik, is it till the word ve'era or the word achashmal? The question the Braisa was discussing, up until we're in the ma'aser merkava, are we allowed to lecture about? Is it until ve'era or until achashmal? But mekam ve'elach, but from there and on, up until where they said, Avayomer, where they are Ma'aser Merkava, like he says, you learned that already, you know Ma'aser Merkava, where the Chacham were particular not to teach about, and therefore you didn't want to teach it, that Masrin and Rashi Prakim. So that is, of course, part of Ma'aser Merkava. Actually, it's almost more in the sense of that we don't lecture about it. And therefore, they had learned it, but it's not something that you could lecture about it, that they obviously got it by having just the main heading of the chapters given over to them, but not more than that. Ikadami, they would say a different version in this resolution, and that is Ad Ve'era Masrin Rashaprakim, actually more severe. And that is, up until Ve'era, we don't even lecture about. We can give over just the headings of the chapters. Become Ve'ela, from here on, you can't teach it at all. Rather, so how did the Sabe, the Pumbedisa, know it? They had learned all the way up to later. That from here on, Imu Chacham, even Midaita, in as we had learned in the Mishnah, although you cannot lecture to an individual regarding this topic, but if he's a sage that understands that he's able to discern from his own understanding, then he can learn that part. Eloi, Eloi, but if not, he cannot. And therefore, that's how they had understood it. Now, the Gemara asks, Umidar Shina Bechashmal, especially according to the first pshat in the Gemara, where we said that you're allowed to lecture up until a certain part, but even not, there's further things that you're allowed to learn about it. Now, the Gemara is asking, are you allowed to lecture on this topic of Chashmal, which we're going to explain in a moment what that is, but this is one of the mystical parts of this vision. How can you even lecture about it? But Vahu Yenuka Didorash B'Chashmal, there was this child that was lecturing on this topic of the Chashmal. V'nafik Nur V'Chalte, and the fire came out and consumed him. You see, it's something that one should not be speaking about. So the Gemara answers, Shani Yenuka Dalav Motizim. The child is different because his time has not come yet. He's premature, and therefore the fire came and consumed him. But if one is on that level that one could, it is permissible. And that's what we said, that depending up until where, the Bryce was talking about up until where you could teach, or varying levels according to two pshat in the Gemara. And then from there on, with the Sabe the Pumbedisa knew even further, which he said that's the real Ma'aser Merkava, that's something that either one can only get the Rosh HaPrakim, or one can only just understand it from his own understanding that he has. Now the Gemara brings two statements related to this discussion about the Sefer Yecheskel regarding the secrets that were inherent inside that Sefer. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Baram, however, Zachar Eisa Ish L'Tayb, we should remember that man for the good, and V'Chananya ben Chizkiah Shmai, his name was Chananya ben Chizkiah, because il malihu, if not for him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel, the Sefer Yecheskel, which has these divine images, would have been concealed already. And the reason is Shehayu Dvarav, because there are words in Sefer Yecheskel towards the end, which talks about karbanas, that are seisin devitar, that they contradict certain words that are written in the Chumash. So ma'as, so what do you do? I mean, in other words, if it's contradicting, we can't have it out there. It definitely doesn't look good on the Torah. So ma'as, so what did he do? Hel lo gimel meyas garbish, I mean, he took up to his attic 300 barrels of oil so that he could use it for light. And he was sat there in his attic and he expounded upon it and he showed how it's not a contradiction and therefore didn't have to go ahead and conceal Sefer Yecheskel. Moreover, a story related to the discussion we were having before, there was a story with one young boy that he was reading in the house of his teacher in Sefer Yecheskel. He understood the secrets of the Chashmal to expound upon them what they are. And the fire came out from Chashmal itself and burnt him. They wanted to conceal against Sefer Yechezkel. It's dangerous. So Amalim Chanan Mechizkiya, again Chanan Mechizkiya, came to save that Sefer Yechezkel, and he said to them, look, Im Zeh Chacham, if this child is a wise individual, HaKol Chacham, you think everybody is going to be that smart to figure it out? They're not going to be in there, but there's no reason to be so concerned about it that one has to conceal Sefer Yechezkel. Now the Gemara goes to explain my chashmal. What is this chashmal that's there in that image that he saw of the divine chariot, the Ma'aser Merkava, and it talks about chashmal? What is that? So Rav Yehuda says, we continue on Tamid Beis. First interpretation the Gemara brings is that they are chayis, and this is the word chashmal, it's a contraction of chayis, which are these types of divine emanations called malachim, that are esh memalois, that they speak fire. In other words, fire comes out from their words. That's the word chashmal, is the ches from chayis, the shin from esh, and the mem lamed from memalois. Masnidatan in the Braisa we learned, it's chashmal, is itim chashis, sometimes they're silent, that's the ches shin, and itim memalois, sometimes they speak, that's the mem lamed, sometimes they're silent, sometimes they're talking, as the Gemara explains. B'shosh ha-dibri yes min p'yakadosh baruch hu, when Hashem speaks, when this word's coming out, then chashis, then they're silent. B'shosh ha-dibri yes min p'yakadosh baruch hu, when the word's not coming out from Hashem's mouth, then memalois, then they speak. Now the Gemara expounds on different psukim in Sefer Yechezkel, where it talks about these different divine images in the prophecy of Yechezkel. So it says, "V'achayis ratzoi b'shoyim," that the chayis, these divine emanations, were running to and fro, towards and backwards. Now what that means is that they were sticking their heads from beneath the rikia. As we said, there's many different levels of rikias that stick out above their head. Then they would quickly bring their heads back down, afraid from the shechina, and they did this quickly. And they did this, it had the kamari ha-bazik, it had the look, had it almost had the illustration of the bazik, which means to say that their running back and forth quickly was like a flame that comes out of the shards, it flickers up and down. That's exactly how these malachim looked, sticking their head up and down, coming out, but then afraid of the shechina coming back. As the Gemara explains, my Ratz Bishop, what is this running to and then fro? So remember who this is, it's Ku'ur HaYitz Mepi'a Kivshon, it's like a fire that comes out of a furnace where they would burn stones to make lime. That's exactly what it is. Now my Kamar HaBazik, what does it mean? And that the illustration of this was like the view of Bazik. So remember Yisrael Chanina says, it's Ku'ur HaYitz Mebin HaCharasim, it's like fire that comes out from between the shards. And that is Bazik is a term of broken things. And that is, the fire is coming out from between the different rocks. Now, the reason is that this illustration is like the goldsmiths, who they would refine gold, they would make holes in the earthenware vessels and make many different holes in them, then turn that over on top of coals, and the gold is inside over there between the crushed up pieces of the bricks on top of the earth and on top of the earthenware, and the flames would come out through those little holes, and it would make different colors and would be constantly going in and out. That's exactly how these malachim were, that were ratzoi b'shoiv, again, coming to have that experience, but then afraid of the Shekhinah and coming right back. Now it says there in the Pasuk, Ve'eren I saw, v'hine ruach sa'ara b'man atzafen, and a stormy wind was coming from the north. Now that's a reference to Bavel, which is in the north, as it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah in the beginning, mitzafen tiftach hara, from the north will come the evil. That's a reference to Bavel. Anan gadol, a great cloud, ve'esh mislakachas, and a flashing fire, ve'negele sav, and it was lit up all around, mitecha, and from inside was ke'en ha'chashmal mitecha esh, was like the chashmal that was inside the fire. Now, so the Gemara asks, lehechen azel, this that it says that there was a sa'ara, this storm that was coming from the north, so where was this going? So maybe the Merav, v'shahalach lichbesh es kolim kuloi tachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It was going to conquer the entire world underneath the domain of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king over there. B'kol kach lama, why was it necessary that the Hashem should make it that this storm, meaning that Nebuchadnezzar should take over the whole world? That the nations of the world shouldn't say that the Jewish people who are being given over to Bavel was given over to a lowly nation. And this Hashem had to have it that Nebuchadnezzar should take over the whole world. Okay, so they conquer the Jewish people. It's not such a demeaning thing that a nation that takes over the whole world takes over the Jewish people too. And that's why Hashem had to have it that they also conquered the whole world, not just the Jewish people. Now related to this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Migarim li she'eya shamish lo'ev de b'silim." Who caused me to have to be a servant to idol worshippers? In other words, here Hashem has to go ahead and make this storm to create this element that the world should be under the domain of Nebuchadnezzar, that Hashem is serving Avdei Besilim. They are. Aber Nesein Shali Yisrael Hein Gerem Ali. It was the sins of the Jewish people that caused this to me. Now it says over there in the Pasuk, Ve'era HaChayis, there in Perek Aleph, Ve'era HaChayis, and I saw the Chayis. This is him having the, Yechezkel having the vision. V'hine Eifen Echad Ba'aret Yisrael HaChayis. There was one Eifen, where these are different types of Malachim, Eifanim, Chayis. So there was one Eifen that was on the earth near the Chayis. Samar Balazi says, Malach Echad Shehu Eimed Ba'aret, says this one Malach that's standing on the earth, V'reish Megi Yisrael HaChayis, and his head comes towards the Chayis. In the Braisa we learned, Sandalfin Shemai, his name is Sandalfin, who is higher than his companions by 500 years, and he stands behind the Merkava, the heavenly divine chariot, and he attaches crowns, he ties crowns for his creator, where Tesis says, this is from the tefillah, from the prayer of the righteous, he makes crowns out of them and puts it on for Hashem. Now the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so? Is that interpretation correct? But V'ksibit is a pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, which we say in Davening, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mekamei. Blessed is Hashem from His place. Now, Machlal, saying from His place, sounds like the Mekamei Lekha Diyadli, that no one knows where that is. From His place, wherever it is, let Hashem be blessed. So how could that be? But we see that there is this Malach that's making crowns for Hashem and putting it on, so to speak, on Hashem on the top. So it says, the Gemara answers, Damar Shem Atoga. What is it? He just says the divine name on the crown. And then by itself it goes on, so to speak, Hashem's head. And that's how it's made. But not that he knows, because no one knows where Hashem's Malkum is. Now the Gemara explains that there's two Maris of the Mais Merkava. There's in Sefer Yecheskel and Sefer Yeshaya. Now the Gemara explains that although they're illustrated differently, essentially they're the same. But the Gemara explains, Amar Ravi says, Kol Shiro Yecheskel, whatever Yecheskel saw, Ra Yeshaya, Yeshaya also saw. In other words, when Yeshaya had the divine spirit, Ruach HaKodesh on him, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Vav, Ve'eras Hashem Yishav HaKisra, and he says, I saw Hashem sitting on his divine chair, on his throne. Now, the only thing is that what the Gemara is forewarning, Rav is telling us, is that when one looks at the Mara of Yecheskel, that Nevuah, which is much expounded upon, as we were just talking about before, is something that it delineates, it goes through in great detail what he saw. But in Sefer Yeshaya, it just says that he saw and it doesn't go through the detail. So the Rav is telling us that he saw the same thing. But Lamo Yecheskel Dem, what could Yecheskel be compared to? Why'd he say about every single detail? Because he's Leben Kfar Sharas HaMelech, he's like a villager who saw the king. It's not so common. And he gets all excited and he remembers every single detail, and that's what he's telling over in his Nebuah. But Lamo Yeshaya Dem, what could Yeshaya be compared to? Leben Krach Sharas HaMelech, to someone that lives in the city who he sees the king. He's a Ben Malachim, he lives in the palace, and therefore, since he sees him all the time, it's not a big deal, he doesn't get all excited, he doesn't get taken off, and that he has to retell every single detail, because it's something that happens all the time, and that's why Yeshaya doesn't go into great detail, but Yecheskel, for him, is a big thing, and therefore goes through all the great details. Amar Shlokesh, the Gemara brings, Amar Shlokesh says, which will be related to the discussion that we're talking about the Kisei HaKaveh, the Divine Chariot. He says, "Mind this, what does it mean the pasuk in Shemais, which is in the Shira of Az Yashar, a Shir la Hashem, I shall sing to Hashem, ki goy go, because he was supreme of supreme." So the Gemara explains that Shira says, "I'm going to sing lemishem is goya ala game, to he who is supreme over those who are supreme." Dhamma, like the Master said, and what we're referring to are that these four things that we're quoting are on the Kisei HaKaveh, and Hashem is above them. That's why he's mizgoya al hageyim. That the Master said, Melech Shebechayis Ari, the king of the beast is the lion. Melech Shebehemis, the king of the domestic animals, Asher is the ox. Melech Shebeifris is Nesher, the king of the birds is the eagle. Ve'odam is Goyalein, and man, he's supreme over all them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Goyal Kulon, Ba'al Kolam Kulon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supreme over all them and over the entire world. And that's why we're saying these four that are the supreme of all the different things which are on the Kisei HaKaveh, and Hashem is on top of that. That's why he's Goya Goh, he's Mizgoya Alagim. Now the Gemara points out as follows. In Sefer Yecheskel it says, Kasav Echad Eimah, one pasuk says, V'dmus Pneim, and the form of their face was Pnei Adam. We're talking about the different images that there are on the Kisei HaKaveh. Pnei Adam, the face of a man, Upnei Arye El Hayamin Larbatim, and the face of a lion to the right for the four of them, Upnei Shor Mehasmol Larbatim, and the face of an ox to the left for the four of them. Now, Uksiv, yet it says later, it says, V'arba Panim Le'echad, that there were four faces to the one. Pnei Echad Pnei Akruv, the face of one of them was the face of a Kruv, which we will explain shortly what that is. Upnei Hasheni Pnei Adam, and the face of the second one is the face of a man. Vashlisha Pnei Arye, and the third one is the face of a lion. Vervi Pnei Nesher, and the fourth face was the face of an eagle. V'ilu Shor Le'kachashiv, and yet here, when it mentioned, it doesn't mention the face of an ox. So the Gemara answers, Amar Shlokah, Shecheskel Bikesh Olav Rachamim. He beseeched mercy that although, yes, originally he saw an ox, but he requested mercy, and he changed that one from a shor into a kruv, and that is because, as the Gemara says, he said to Hashem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Kategi Yasus Hanegel, could a prosecutor become a defender? We need to beseech from your Merkava, from your divine chariot, for us mercy. Now, the ox is a prosecutor because it recalls the Cheder Egel, which is the calf. And therefore, it can't be. And therefore, Hashem heard his tefillah and changed it into a kruv. So, Gemara asks, my kruv, what is a kruv? So, Rebavo, kiravya, like the face of a child. Shekim bebovel, currently you nuka ravya, because as we in bovel, they call a child ravya. So, it's kiravya, like the face of a child. So, the Gemara asks, only Rapo labaya, elamiyatu, the chseb, but now that it says there in the pasuk, what were the four? It says, pnei ha'echad, pnei ha'kruv. But that's difficult because what's the difference? What is the face of a child and the face of a man? Are they the same thing? It's the face of a human being. So the Gemara answers, no. There were two. There was one was the face of an adult and one was the face of like a child, and those are two different things. Now the Gemara continues with the vision of the divine emanations up in Shemayim. One pasuk says in Yeshaya, sheish k'nefayim le'echad. Each one had six wings. Yet v'kasav echad emet, but that was in the vision of Yeshaya. But in the vision that's mentioned by Yecheskel, it says v'arba panim le'achas. There were four faces for one. V'arba k'nefayim le'achas lehem, and there were four wings for each one. So were there six wings or were there four wings? The Gemara answers le'kash. It's not a difficulty. Kam bezman shebeis hamikdash kayim. In the days of Yeshaya, when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, then they had six. Kan Bezman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, this is talking about by Yecheskel, when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around anymore. It was already time for the Churban, and therefore the heavenly domain, so to speak, lost some of its power. Kiviyachol Shon Nesmaitu Kan Vechayis, that, so to speak, almost, that the wings of the Chayis were diminished, and therefore went down from six to four. Now the Gemara asked, So which of the six, there was two on the top, two in the middle, two in the bottom, which one of the two wings were group of two was taken away? So Rav Chanan Rabbi says that it's those which they say song with. Because Ksev Achad says over here in Yeshaya, uvishtayim yu'ayfif, that with two they would shake their wings. V'karzel zev amar. And then it says right after that, that each one will call to the other one and say, so you see that with these wings, they would say Shira because they would shake their wings. And with that sound of the wing shaking, that would be the Shira they would say. It also says, Pasuk in Mishlei, Hasoif einecha boi veinenu. Cast your eyes in it and it's not here anymore, which the interpretation here is on Hasoif, the yoifif, the wings that they fly with, those are not there anymore. And therefore, those are the two that are missing, because those are the two that they would say shir with, which they're not, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabban Amri, they say, it's actually not the ones that they fly with, but it's those which cover their leg. Shanema, like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'raglayim regal yeshar, that Yecheskel said that, I saw that their feet were one foot, they were straight together. Now, v'ilav d'imit, if not that those wings which cover the feet were taken away, how would he know? If he was able to see, must be that the wings were not there covering it, because it was the two on the bottom that were diminished. The Gemara asks, how do you know that? Dilma digloi v'chazile, maybe it was just revealed and he was able to see, and not that it was totally taken away. Because diloi temahacha, because if you don't say that, they could just be uncovered in that moment, but not that it's not there anymore. But it says a pasuk in Yecheskel that says "B'dimut panim panei adam," that the form of their face were the face of a person. So achanami demet, you're going to say those were taken away. El digloy v'chazile, they weren't. They didn't lose those wings. Rather, it was revealed, and they were able to see. So achanami digloy v'chazile here also that it was revealed, they were able to see. But who said that those are the two that were taken away? And I think my answer is no. That's not a question, because hachi hashta. Can you compare that? A face is very normative. It's proper etiquette to uncover one face in front of one's master. Kare lav erich ara leglui kamei rabbi. But a person's foot is not appropriate to be uncovered, and therefore, had it not been those two that were taken away, he would not have known that their feet is regular yashar, and therefore, from the fact that he was able to see it in front of their master, in front of Hashem, must be that they were already taken away, and that's how they know, according to this interpretation, that it wasn't the two that they would fly with, but rather it was the two that covered their feet. Similar type of discussion regarding a contradiction, the Gemara brings a kasav echad emer. One pasuk says in Daniel, Elef alfin yisham shuni, 1,000 thousands will serve him. V'ribur rivivan k'demayu kuman, and a myriad of myriads stand in front of him. Now, yet because of Echaraimer, but there's another pasuk in Eiv that says Hayesh mispar l'gedudav. Is there an accounting? Is there a number for his troops, for those that come in front of him? So, is there a number like we're saying in Sefer Daniel? Although it's a very high number, but it's a number, or is there no number? So the Gemara gives a few resolutions. Like Kasha, it's not a difficulty. The one in Sefer Eiv Khan, it was Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim. The Beis HaMikdash was around, so there was no number, it was infinite. But Khan, however, over here in the days of Daniel, where the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, Bisman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around anymore, Kiviyachal, almost so to speak, that you could say regarding the heavenly troops that there were, we have to say something similar to, like, as we can understand in flesh and blood types of terms, that there was a diminishment, that there was a diminishment, and we could already start saying numbers, that there were myriads and myriads, thousands and thousands, but it wasn't in misper like it was in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Another interpretation that Gemara brings, Tanya, we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Eimim Shem Abba Yisi Ben Doisoi, Elef Alfin Yisham Shunei, there were 1,000 thousand that would serve him, misper gedud echad, that's just the number of one troop. But for troops, that's an infinite amount. So there is not a contradiction. They're talking about subcategories. The categories, there's no limit. But the subcategories, each one had a certain amount to them. Another interpretation the Gemara brings, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Abba Amar, he said, Elef alfin shamshuni lahar diner. When it says the number there, it was talking about a specific type. The context of that pasuk is talking about the river diner. Just like it says the pasuk in Daniel, the context is Nahar Dinur Nogad. The river of fire was there. V'nafag min kedamayi, and it came out from it. Elef alf in Yisham Shunei, v'ribur divan kedamayi kumun. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. L'gedudav ein misper. There was no limit to how many there were. But for this specific one, that's the amount that there was. Now, the Gemara asks regarding that, now, according to this third interpretation, which we're explaining the context of Nahar Dinur, the Gemara asks, Mehecha Nafag, where did this river of fire come from, this Nahar Dinur? Mizeos and Shalchayas, it came from the sweat of these heavenly emanations called Chayas. Ulehechen Shalchayas, and where did this river pour to? Where did it end? Amrav Zutri, Bar Tuvi, Amrav, he says, Al Reish Rishon B'Gehenim, it pours onto the heads of the wicked in Gehenim. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hini Sa'ar Sashem, behold, the storm of Hashem, Chema Yatza, the anger came out, Bisar Mischaylel, and the storm was seeking a place where to rest. Al Reish Rishon Yachal, on the heads of the wicked, that's where it rests, and that's where this heavenly, this fire, this river of fire comes down on their heads. Vacham Yaakov, he says it's Al Asher Kumtu. Now, as Gemara will explain, this is it comes on to the 974 generations which Hashem removed from the world. He didn't bring them into the world before Matan Torah. He didn't create them, as Gemara will shortly explain, and instead he put them in Gehenim, and it was on them that this fiery river falls on. So like it says the pasuk in Eiv, Asher kumtu v'loy eis, that those which were decreed that they should be created, but it wasn't their time, nahar yutzak yisaidam, that then their foundation was swept away by this river. So Tanya Linda Brisa explains this. So Amr Shimon HaChassid, Elu tesha meis v'shivim v'arba derish shakumtu lihi barais, and we continue to tell Bidalam and Aleph, Kaid Mishnevro, Oilam Bilay Nevro. These are the 974 generations that were kumtu. Now Rashi explains the word kumtu from the Pasuk Vatak Matenu La'adhoya, that it means that they were decreed upon that they should be created to before the world was created, but they weren't ultimately created. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed to create before Matan Torah as a fulfillment, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim Perakof Hei, Davar Tzivul Elavtar, the words of Torah will be commanded, will be given to the thousandth generation. Now, what that means is that Torah should have been given after a thousand generations, but when he saw that the world will not withstand without Torah, so what he did is he got rid of 974 generations, and instead he gave the Torah after 26 generations, which if one counts from other rishon to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to see 26 generations. So what Hashem do with all the generations of these that were supposed to be created, but he saw they're not going to be able to, they're going to be wicked people because the Torah wasn't given. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ushasal Mechol Dor B'Dorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and then planted them into every generation. And who are these? These are the brazen ones. In every generation, from these generations that weren't created, Hashem went and spread them out throughout the destiny of the world. Now the Gemara brings another interpretation of the Pasuk that we just quoted. From Nachum Yitzchak Omer, he says, this Pasuk in Eve that says, Asher Kumtu, that were cut down, that from the word of Gezerah, now, he says it's actually the bracha who dichsev. It's not as we just interpreted it regarding this 974 generations that were cut down and instead brought, they weren't brought into the world only later throughout the generation. He says it's the bracha who dichsev. It was said for a blessing. Because Eilu Tamid HaChacham, it's a reference to the Talmudic sages. Shemekamten atzman al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, that they cut themselves down, so to speak, regarding the words of Torah in this world. They make it challenging. They make it hard. They don't take care of everything they would like for themselves. They're busy with the words of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalem soiloyim abasar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals to them the secret in the world to come. Shnemlik says they're in the pasuk. These that cut themselves down, nahar yutzak yisaidam, that then their secrets, yisaid, not from foundation, but the word of said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours forth the river of secrets to these individuals. So Amalei Shmuel Lechia Barav, he said to Chiyah Barav, he says, Bar Arya, the son of a line, the son of a Talmud Chacham, Toim El Chamilsa, come, I'm going to tell you something. Mahani Milama used to have Amo Ovach, from some of the great teachings that your father used to say. He said, Kol Yema V'Yema Nivroin Malach HaShores Min HaDin. He says, every single day, there are ministering angels that are created from this river of fire. V'Amri Shira Ubatli, and they sing song to Hashem, and then they're gone. Shemak says, Apostle Gen Eicha, Chadashim Labakarm, new ones in the morning. Rabba Manasseh, how great is your faith, which means say how great is the Tehillah, as the Pasuk there says, that because of every day you get these new ones that are saying praise to you, and then they're bottle, and then new ones come the next day. But the Gemara concludes, Upligid Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, who he argued, this interpretation argues in Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, called Dibra v'Dibra Sheyitzim Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's from every single word that comes out of Hashem's mouth, that's Nivra Mene Malach Echad, that creates a new Malach. Shemak says the Pasuk in Tehillim, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, with the word of Hashem, heaven was made, of Ruach Piv, and with the wind of his mouth, was called Tzvam, all their hosts, that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words that creates the Malachim.